I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. Spencer, during her Christmas holidays with the royal family at the Sandringham Estate in Norfolk, England, Princess Diana decides to leave her marriage to Prince Charles, so I guess this is a true story.
Well, it is and it isn't. Actually, the first thing that the movie says is it prints up and it says, a fable based on tragic events. And so it's really a strange movie. It's kind of like magical realism. We'll talk about that in a second.
Has the royal family cried foul or anything or said anything about this movie?
Well, I think that they'll definitely be upset by it because it takes a lot of speculation. And at one point, Diana worries that they're going to kill her, right? And whether that's something she said in real life or not, you know, it's kind of hard to fathom.
Well, Kristen Stewart of Twilight fame as Princess Diana, this could catapult her career to a whole different level if she can pull it off.
It could, and the camera is really her friend here. There's these great wide-angle shots, and for those of you all that don't know, wide-angle gives you clarity close, but it distorts the background. And so there are all these shots where the camera's about 2 inches from her face, and she's, you know, emoting these beautiful, tragic sort of expressions, and the background's kind of distorted, so it's a perfect metaphor for what Diana was going through at the time.
You wanted to talk about expressionism in this movie.
Yeah, there's some things in here that are absolutely not realistic. And expressionism, people, you know, kind of like blank over when you say that word, but everybody knows what that is. If you've read The Peanuts, you know what expressionism is. If Charlie Brown has a dark squiggle over his head, you know it's not literally there, but it conveys his mood. And there's all sorts of stuff in this movie that are not realistic, but they convey Diana's emotions.
So you just have to kind of go with it.
Yes.
Pablo Larraine directs. He directed another film about an iconic female figure, Jackie, starring Natalie Portman. So this is sort of his thing now, huh?
It is, and that's similarly strange, right? Natalie Portman does a great job as Jackie in that movie, but I doubt very seriously it's the real, you know, Jackie. It's again, an expressionistic version of her.
It's been more than 20 years since Princess Diana was killed in that Paris car crash, but still a fascination with her.
It is, and again, I think this is a new way to tell the story. It's more speculative, but I think it's going to get at some inner realities about Diana that haven't been explored on screen.